Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Case, it's Rosa. I am back. Another episode, Rosa's Risky Rotation. When I tell you, we got the queen with us today, Jasmine Sullivan. Hello.
Hey.
How are you? How you doing? Look at you glowing, sis. Look at the lashes. Okay.
Thank you. I've been working all day, so. That's
you look amazing. Can I just say, I have been a fan of you since 2015, girl. Like, I'm here. I don't even know if this is an interview or I'm just here to give you your flowers.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I remember Need You Bad to, you know, holding you down, the Grammys. Then you take a break, you come back, you give us reality show, and it all kinds of leads to this full circle moment of the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And in a time where I feel like music is being consumed in such a weird way, so fast, so quick, you were able to do something so special and give us a timeless piece. And sis, this an EP. This ain't even an album. This ain't even an album. Let them know. How are you able to be so honest? Because this EP, that's what we're calling it, it's vulnerable, it's sexy, it's raw, it makes you think, it's emotional, it's you living in your truth, it's you being vulnerable. How were you able to get to this point?
I definitely think I've grown to this point from the time I started till now. I've really grown up. I mean, I was a kid, I was like 21 when I first came on the scene, and now I'm 33. So you realize when you go through that long of a span that, you know, you change and hopefully you grow and you learn some things. And I definitely feel like that's just what naturally came out. And, you know, including the tales on this was special to me because that's another thing that happens organically are these moments that I have with my girlfriend that I've been having since we were in high school. And I just wanted to share that the knowledge that we, you know, give to each other and the support that we give to each other and the way we just kind of, you know, just release everything that's going on with ourselves. So it's just real life.
You were able to do this thing, which is so beautiful. You captured the moment so beautifully of you explained raw, real things. You know, you talk about, you know, Antoinette's tale when you start with empowering women, and then you have Ari's where in a way she feels powerless over a man, and then Donna, how it plays into the role of women do use sex as power. We do kind of play into that societal role. And then, I mean, God bless Rashida, the loss of somebody who, you know, you did that to. And then Precious talking about the price tag. You were able to talk about these like really honest things in such a playful, fun way.
Thank you. Yeah. I owe that all to everybody who participated in this. They were all some of my best friends, my family members. And I feel like the tales were the meat of the project because that's just where all the lessons were, all the vulnerability. And I'm so glad that they decided to help me to put this out, because it's one thing to tell these stories to your friends in private. It's another thing to put it on record and for other people to hear and, you know, be able to judge and give their opinion about the personal things that you go through. But because they were down, they helped to make this even bigger than music. Like this is a movement because I feel like these are stories that we often don't get to talk about, but that we all go through. And yes, there's humor in it. It's funny. It's funny to be dickmatized. It's funny, you know, to go through certain things. And especially when you get older and you can kind of look out at the picture, because it's a lot of things that I dealt with in the moment when I was younger that wasn't funny. Now I look back at it like, girl, you were so stupid even thinking about that man like that. So it's about perspective.
A hotel that sticks out to you, like, is like, you know, a lot of people's favorite, by the way, I love Ari. Is there one that sticks out to you? And this interview is giving me a lot of credit to my sisters. You know, I have two younger sisters and I'm never cool. But when I said I had Jasmine Sullivan on the show, girl, my clout just raised up a little bit. And the number one thing they wanted me to ask you was, what's one that you, that's your favorite? And are we going to get an Issa Rae hotel?
Okay, one that's my favorite. It goes back and forth. Right now, I feel like it's Precious because I just love the power that Precious possess. I just feel like, you know, a lot of women are scared to ask for certain things. Like, we're so used to taking care of ourselves and our kids and the world and everybody that we're scared to make demands. And I feel like Precious was like, listen, this is what I want and this is what I'm going to get and I'm not getting nothing less. So I love that confidence about her. About Issa, man, we are definitely in talks now. I actually have to respond to her text. And I love Issa. So, like, everybody, please pray that we could get this together because we're trying to get our schedules together. But she's a creative. We have been loving each other's work for years. So we are going to try really hard to get this project.
I also love, by the way, that that Insecure record with Bryson Tiller. So thank you. The album starts with Bodies, and you're kind of, you know, checking yourself. And then, mm-hmm. you know, you've given us over the years, you know, all kinds of, you know, what is it? Lions, Tigers, Bears. You've given us Hood Love. And then on this project, look at me trying to call it an album.
Ah! It's all right.
What do you mean? I said, oop, oop, oop.
People can call it whatever they want.
And it's just so crazy because I already know this album about to look crazy when it comes. On this project, you gave us two breakups. And I want to talk about them because you give us the get out of your feelings, you know, and then you give us Lost One.
Mm-hmm.
No. You don't get it. I have to skip that song because I will cry in the gym. I will cry at work.
Oh, man.
And you did this. You have this beautiful thing of you sound incredible when we get the project, and then you sound even better live.
Thank you.
And you were able to drop it with the acoustic in a way, like literally right back to back. And I listen to it every single morning. So thank you for Lost One. I want to know what like your healing process is when it comes to love or trauma, because this project is, it seems like you're healed or still healing.
Definitely time. Definitely God, and definitely the support of my girlfriends. Really, like, these tales are nothing to me because I've been with the same crew, what have you, since I was 14, 15. Like, we literally grew up together. So they know everything about me. I know everything about them. And they really feed my soul. So, like, I can't imagine my life without a group of women around me. And that's why this project for me was so important, because I'm just like, you will be a better woman if you have a group of great women surrounding you. Like, they have really just spoken to me. They told me when I was wrong. They lifted me up when I needed. And that's a big part of my healing.
Can we say at the same time what our zodiac signs are, by the way? Because I want to get into I don't think that I see a slight bit of a, all right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Aries.
Okay. What did do, Sade? And I wanted to say that because I think we as I think sometimes as we get older, we fall in love with the artist, and you match the music with it. But really, I love this project because it makes us, as we listen, have no other option but to live in our truth. And I think you live in your truth as you are on this project. But can I say, is there a slight bit of toxicity in Lost One? Because
definitely. I mean, that the song is full of toxicity. Like I said, listen, I feel like to get to the other side, you have to have some kind of self-reflection and you have to be able to check yourself. So a lot of the times in my songs, I feel like I have to get, in order to get to a place of healing and get to a place where you grow from it, you have to go through the point where you are looking at yourself and looking inward and being real with yourself. And so, you know, on Lost Ones, I do that on Bodies where I'm like, bitch, get it together, bitch. Like, get it. Like, you acting up. You have to do that. Otherwise, you can't get to a place where you're fully healed if you don't check yourself first.
Oh, we all. Like, I was the first to send it to my ex, like, haha, do you like this song? Like, go have fun. But not too much fun, you know what I mean? And I love, like I said, it wasn't it was not even the tiny desk. You just dropped the acoustic. And I just want to say real quick, I want to give you your flowers for, I remember like the NPR desk you did a while ago in New Orleans, and you sang Supergirl. I love that. So to see you back, and this is my favorite song we're about to talk about, Girl Like Me. Look, I can't even get it. It's a timeless, incredible, beautiful song. I think you got one of, in my opinion, our generation's, one of the best R&B vocalists, her on there.
Yes.
And you kind of play into this role where you say, yeah, like women are rewarded nowadays in our society for being over-sexualized. They get the job, they get the jobs, they're getting the trip. And you sang to us, girl. I want to be with you. Gonna make a whole lot of... I'm out. Come on. We needed that. Thank you. Just thank you.
Thank you.
When you went and did that live performance with her, how did that come about? And even at the end, y'all did a little riff raff. You brought the guitarist back in. You even shook that ass a little bit.
Man, her is amazing. Like, she literally just pulled up. She was super chill. We had to do like all the setting up and stuff like that. She was just like chilling, waiting for us to get finished. It was no superstar like attitude or anything like that. And I love that she's so humble. Yeah, she's such a huge artist. And you know, she does so much and she's so amazing, but she still can kind of like, you know, play her part and play her position. And it just made it, it made me just love her even more, experiencing that with her. And then when we sang, it was like, it was no rehearsal. It was just like, let's just vibe. Because I respect her as an artist herself. And I think she respects me too. So it was like, let's just go do what we do. And that's exactly what it was.
You guys, even like, I just like, mashallah, your voice is so beautiful, like speechless, Jasmine, speechless, and it gets better over time. And what is your relationship like with the world and the music industry? Because you were here and then you get nominated for a billion Grammys and then you dip out right after that, where somebody could think it's the pinnacle of the career, and then you come back and you kind of disappear. And what is your relationship like with it, with the record labels, with even like this song, Girls Like Me? You were able to capture this honest, vulnerable moment of, hey, listen, guys, I'm not like you. So like, I'm here though, you know?
I mean, I don't have an issue with the music industry as a whole. Everything that I deal with is pretty much personal. So if I feel like I need to take a break, it's not because the industry has gotten so bad that I can't handle it. I feel like I know what the industry is. I know what to expect. I've known it for a long time because I've been singing for a long time. So I don't expect anything more or less from the industry and what they give. So they don't really affect me like that. A lot of my time off is due to me feeling like I need some time off. And then I'm so normal and so regular. I really be in my own world and like just living my life. So
congratulations. Just because they told me don't cuss, but you a bad bitch. We love this.
Thank you.
We love to see it, especially seeing you all the way from 2008 to now. When it comes to you and your career, you've worked with some of the greats. I mean, Mary J. Blige, you know, she's still calling you, talking about, hey, can you do this for me? That's amazing. And you even, Missy Elliott was one of the first people you collab with. And I know Frank Ocean, and you even went on tour with Neo and all that. So how have those kind of greats influenced or stylistically changed your music? Because you are an R&B singer, but then you give us this beautiful Motown vibe, and then you give us like a little bit of kind of the deep voice, and then you go high. And how have these people shaped you as an artist?
I mean, I draw from everybody that I love and I respect, and everybody that you name, I respect as an artist. Mary J. Blige, I've been listening to her since I was a kid. So, you know, she definitely has influenced me. I love Frank. I think Frank is like the best writer in the world. So whenever I get a chance to work with him, I'll be a fan. I just be like sitting back, listening to the music. He'll play me like all his music. And I'm just like, this is amazing. But everybody influenced me, and everything that I've been through influences me. So you'll hear like aspects of like gospel. That's because I grew up in church. You'll hear aspects of jazz. I'm not sure where jazz came from.
Oh, it sounds good. And especially like, I remember the BET Award and the Essence Festival 2017. You just get on there, you start vibing. It's a mood.
I just love music. So like, you know, like you never know what's going to come out. It just depends on like how I'm feeling at the time. And what I don't want to be is constricted to one particular sound. I want everybody to feel good, and music is about feeling good. So it doesn't matter if you singing classical or if you singing gospel, it gotta feel good. And so that's all I'm worried about.
Are you happy of you releasing this EP right now? Because a lot of artists I know held back due to COVID, and you know, you can't go on tour or everything. But to you, who's such a homebody, is this a kind of cool, like, you could be like, girl, you don't even know if I'm in shorts right now. Cause you
I always say that nobody has probably has pants on.
Nobody gonna see my kneecap.
Pantsless.
Same. I'm out here. You don't even know what's under this computer. But are you happy to have, like, is it more comfortable for you to release it right now? Because you don't have to do, you can do a press tour. Look at you with your flowers.
It is comfortable for me, yes, because I am a homebody. I wasn't thinking about that, though. But what I do feel like is happening is because people can't move around so much, people are kind of forced to, like, kind of sit still and listen to a project. And because mine just came out, I feel like people are more attentive than maybe if they had, like, different things to do. So I feel like it was a good time to drop this project and for people to really kind of get into a project again and like listen to it and fall in love with it and fall out of love and back in love, you know, like I feel like it's good for everybody as far as, like, you know, their mental.
I compare this EP, honestly, I turned 26 in March, and when SZA dropped Control, I think that was like life changing for a lot of women growing up because it hit so different. And I honestly compare this to that. Like,
oh, I appreciate that, because SZA is amazing. SZA is an amazing writer. I actually want to do some stuff with her. So,
The world is your oyster, SZA. Like, you did it. And I want to talk about real quick. She said, the Super Bowl?
Girl!
She said, oh, shit. Super Bowl?
Man, I can't believe it. I was definitely not expecting that call at all. I'm still shocked. I'm still speechless. Like, I just put my project out like 2 weeks ago. So, like, I'm sitting here, like, you know, hoping everybody enjoys it and, you know, doing the interviews and stuff like that. That's the lane I'm in. I was not expecting to get a call like, oh, you've been asked to do the Super Bowl. I'm like, oh, are you me? So I'm excited. That's like the biggest stage. So I'm excited.
In a place where back in the day, R&B used to be, we love R&B, but it never went mainstream, never went on the radio. And now we're in a beautiful time where you have Janae and her, No BS is the number one song, and R&B is coming to the forefront. And you are now dropping this project when R&B has so much highlight on it. And I think one of the best parts about this is, before I used to be like, yeah, Jasmine Sullivan, I love her. And now I have people coming up to me like, have you heard this? So you are gaining fans across the all different kinds. And now you are in the forefront of R&B, which is now in the highlight of pop culture. And now you are going to be taking over one of the biggest stages in America. How do you feel? Did you know that you were going to be our it girl?
No, not at all. I did not know. I wasn't even super confident while I was making the project. Like, I never had a moment where I was like, ooh, this is going to hit them. Cause I was going through a lot, like making it. I had like writer's block and stuff like that. So I just feel like it's just about timing. And I feel like God has really just decided to bless me in this way. And I just hope that I can do my part and carry out the things that I'm supposed to carry out and, you know, get people to understand that R&B is the backbone of music and we deserve the spotlight and our stories deserve to be told, especially women and especially Black women. And I'm just here to do my part.
Hey, you about to get Antoinette a date?
You see that?
You got
to
hook her up.
She's doing that for her podcast. She has a podcast called Round the Way Curls, so she's trying to do an online dating thing. So hopefully she gets some good guys to register.
Rashida okay? Is Rashida okay? Is she good?
Rashida's good. Rashida's grown. Rashida was 21 when that story happened. Rashida's significantly older now. So that's another thing about it is that, like, you know, we grow. Like, she was a kid when that happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, of course you make mistakes like that when you are 21 and 22. You, like, you know, you out there up in the world when you get 30 and 40 and stuff like that, you're supposed to learn from it.
I hope sis made it through because I was hurting for her.
She good.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, I want to play a quick little game with you before we get out of here because I feel like you're so dope. You're so low key. You be to yourself. And this is not me interviewing you, by the way. This is me and all my friends interviewing you. When I said I had this, it was everybody collectively being like, we wanted to ask her this. We wanted to ask her that. Like, people love you as a person as well. And I just want to ask you a couple things. Some are going to be, in the beginning, it's going to be quick yes or no, some relationship stuff. And I know you're happy in a 3-year one right now. So I'm going to need you to pull back from the past. I'm going to need you to pull it back. And then some is just to kind of get to know you just a little bit, nothing crazy. Are you ready?
Okay.
And your lashes says, damn. Look,
thank you.
Every time you look down, I'm like, go crazy. Okay. have you ever, Miss Sullivan, went through a man's phone?
Yes. And I regret it.
Did you find what you thought you find? Because they say don't go looking, or you're going to find whatever.
Yes, that's why I regretted it, because I found what... You know what? The thing is, to be honest, sometimes I can be a little aloof, right? So I was just... I really, honestly... Now, he doesn't think this, but I really wasn't even paying attention to what I was doing. I kind of just was on his phone. I don't even know why I had it. I wasn't looking for anything. But I found something. And I was very shocked because I wasn't looking for it. But now, I would never even touch. I'm like, I'm not even going to go there because I don't want to see it.
You say, what was you, switching the music on the airplane and you just saw
it? I wasn't doing nothing. I don't even know why I even had it. Maybe that was my spirit. My intuition told me to pick the phone up. Get that phone work in it.
Have you ever lied for one of your friends? Like if Donna, you know, Donna was doing something and homie called, you was like, I ain't seen, you know, have you lied for your friend to protect your squad?
I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure I have thousands of times.
Hey, listen, as we should, now we'll do it to the death of me. What?
Yeah, we ride for our friends.
I ain't seen her since last year, bro. She got the COVID. No,
exactly.
have you bust the window? Have you ever damaged an ex's property or someone you've been dating's property?
Yes.
We love to see it. That's the Aries. Go crazy. About the Aries, what do you think is the most Aries thing about you? Or like, what is one of your most like, what is a toxic trait of yours? Because let me tell you this, you started the EP with Bodies and you ended it, queen, with you gonna make a hoe out of me. And this is my interpretation of it. Did you say that? And that's almost like us not taking accountability for our actions. In a way, you made me a hoe. I didn't even want to be a hoe.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I thought about that one because I as well was like, do I buy those Balenciagas that are $800? But then this girl who I know just got a trip, he got her to Balenciagas. And now I'm like, am I being finessed buying them?
I don't want to admit about the accountability thing. You saying we put the blame on somebody?
Well, slightly, low key, sis. Yeah, look, there's a percentage.
All right, I'll take it. I'm still growing. I'll say that. I have to get to my higher self.
Well, this is my higher self coming through. Yes, you did that. I didn't do that. That wasn't even me. That was just... Have you ever created a Finsta to stalk somebody? Like, Finsta is like a Finsta is a fake Instagram account. So like, you don't want to.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You still got it.
Everybody.
Shout out to my sister. She made a cat an Instagram. Her cat an Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is Jarvis looking at old boy's stories?
Yeah, that is silly.
Okay, I want to know real quick. You gave us a reality show 2015. What is your favorite reality show? Because I know I'd be watching the Hip Hops, the Real Housewives. What you on?
Probably the Real Housewives. It's usually Atlanta. I like Beverly Hills too, because I like... Really? They're so rich. I just like seeing their lives.
Vanderpump, and you watched the new Housewives of Atlanta last night. You know,
yeah.
They want to. Kenya said, "I'm gonna get a private jet for a 4-hour flight. Y'all take the Sprinter." I love that show. What's a guilty pleasure of yours?
Probably reality shows, like. I barely watch regular TV. I got to get out of that. Like, I'd be like, all reality show.
Are you a plant mom? Because in all of your acoustics and just your vibe, your aura is so beautiful. Like, you be at, like, what you be doing? Like, do you have a coloring book to keep you so
wet? Girl, I'm a fake ass plant mom, okay? I want to be, that's where my spirit is, but like, my hand ain't there. My spirit's there, but my hand ain't there. So I love plants. I love them. I love what they do for the ambiance, but sometimes I just kill them and I don't even need to.
Yeah, so in that,
I try. Yes, I do, but it's just hard to keep up all the time. So I end up having to replace them. But I love like this, how they make me feel. It's so beautiful. So I'm like in between. I got to learn how to really take care of them.
Cause all of you, your aura. You inspire me because you're just living in your truth and you're owning it. And it's different in a way. It's not different, but you're speaking to us who don't always get acknowledged in mainstream. And I want to say thank you. What is your go-to drink? Like, what you sipping on? You going Henny? You going tequila? Like, what you doing?
I really don't drink super hard anymore. I drink like wine. I do like framboise, like this. What is the type of? It's like a beer, but it's like a raspberry flavored beer. But I don't drink heavy too much anymore because I get tired. Like when I was younger, I used to get drink. Now at 33, it puts me to bed. So like, I can't.
What kind of friend are you? If we all out, are you dipping out? You dipping out, going to do whatever you want to do? Are you staying for the turn up? Are you, you know what I mean, security guard for the girls? Are you, you know, what's the role you play in this community? Because this EP is such about community. What friend are you?
I definitely don't dip out. I stay with my friends to the very end to make sure that everybody's good. I'm boring now. I used to be like fun and I used to like.
You're not, yeah. You're not that bitch.
I used to go out and like get drunk and pass out. They had to take care of me, but now I can't do that stuff no more. I just can't do it. So I'm a little boring. So I think now I be watching and making sure everybody okay.
I'm driving. I'm driving. That's what you are. I'm driving.
My role has switched.
What is your cheat meal? Because I know you went like, what is it? Vegan or you?
I'm vegan, yeah, but I'm a bad vegan now. At first I was alkaline, which follows Dr. Sebi's rule for eating. And that was like super clean. It was like nothing processed. Now I eat like all this processed food, so I'm not really good. So my cheat meal is like anything that's vegan and processed, like, and French fries. I eat like French fries. It's too much. I gotta get it together.
On top, the truffle go crazy.
Mm.
When are you your most happiest?
Well, I'm my most happiest now if I'm like around my mom and my dad together. Like when I'm with my family, I'm my most happiest. At some point, I'm sure it probably was like on stage, like on tour and like performing in front of everybody. But now it's like when I'm around my family and we're laughing, that's my best time.
Oh, before we go, I just want to one more time reiterate for people who have been Jasmine Sullivan fans for so long. I know for a minute you said that you felt unworthy of the success and you don't feel like you deserve it. Which means that our comments come and go sometimes. You don't, whether they're good or bad, to keep your mental sanity safe. But I want to know now in this time, in this full circle moment where you are finally getting your flowers for not only dropping a beautiful project, but for all the work that you've ever done, gaining new fans and being there for your old fans. Are you now, is it coming through? Is our words and our passion for you, are you able to receive that right now?
Yeah, I'm hearing it. A part of me still feels like I want to focus inward on like how I feel about myself and making sure that no matter what's coming at me from the outside, that it's an inward thing that I believe and that I know. And that's probably part of the reason why I kind of block out all of that. But I feel like I know more and I'm knowing more because my relationship with God is growing and God, you know, tells you. He lets you know all the time how special you are and how you're meant to do certain things. And everything that's happening for me in my life is like confirmation that this is what I'm supposed to be doing and this is what he wants me to do. So I feel like as long as I keep my source together, then I'm able to hear it and receive it better.
Just look how far you come, sis, from like
windows
to reality show to you almost this if you would have, you know, kind of. You almost may have not even came back. You know what I mean? If you didn't feel like it. So I just want to say, thank you so much for giving us this project. I feel like after this interview, I have to now level up in my life. So thank you for allowing me.
You good, girl. You good. How old are you again?
I turned 26.
Yeah, you're a baby girl. Girl,
I just think I'm going to bed at 10 o'clock now, and your music making me cry. I'm like, why the hell am I crying now all the time? Like, I was supposed to be getting to this bag. Like, I'm snatched for what? To sit in the house?
Okay, well, no, you still got to get to the bag. If it's one thing, I hope you learn from the project, get to the bag, okay?
Hey, listen, I'm getting to that price tag, because guess what? I ain't never being broke no more.
Okay.
Thank you so much for sitting down with me. I love you. Inshallah, when you come to Denver, I can't wait to see you live. I can't wait to connect with you. I consider you a friend. Thank you, Queen. And
thank you.
That's all success. And good luck in at the Super Bowl.
Thank you. I enjoyed this.
Did you? Do you have any questions for me? No, I'm just kidding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.